Good morning, America. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, yes, I watched the debate and I was not happy with President Trump. I was less happy with some other entities. We'll get into that in a later segment. But I want to say up front, this debate isn't going to amount to a hill of beans. It's not going to matter who wins the election. There's two outstanding things right now that are going to prevent Trump from winning. Even if he had wiped the floor with Kamala Harris, it wouldn't matter. And you're saying, Dave, what are you talking about? I'm going to tell you right here after we take our first break. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. As you know, I've been an advertiser for 8 years. I've been a customer for seven, and I sleep better at night because of that, because I know the banks are going to steal my money someday. And I keep operating capital in there, trying to limit my exposure. We're going to do more today. Yes, that's right. We're going to do more stuff today. When I get money that comes in, it goes out in the form of diversification. And I would hope that you would seriously consider following my lead. Do you have a retirement? Well, if you leave it in the bank, they're going to take it. Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can. These banks are starting to fail. The economy is collapsing. The dollar is near free fall. And that's the only thing backing up the dollar is oil. And if Harris is in the White House, that ain't going to happen. Goodbye, dollar. Goodbye, bank account. Goodbye, retirement. Well, you can take it out of the bank right now. With Noble Gold's help, you can back your retirement with gold, which is a lot more sound than paper money, and you'll control it. It's simple. And the same, you can diversify with your bank account too. Plus, did I say gold could go to $7,000 an ounce? Well, that's what the experts are saying if the dollar collapses. Can you say 2,700 in the near? Yeah, exactly. So what are you going to do? Well, you can call them right now. Or after the show. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. I have to give the prototypical disclosure statement. Investments carry an inherent risk and past performance can't be construed with future expectations. But remember, I've been a customer for 7 years, so I think I've voted already with my pocketbook. 877-646-5347. Oh, by the way, too, when you do a qualifying movement of your retirement account, you're going to get one. Oh, kind of bright there, isn't it? 1 ounce silver coin, 1 ounce silver coin, Trump coin. This will be a collector's piece someday. Because I'm having serious doubts if he's going to get in the White House. And I'm not even talking the debate. Debate did not help him, let's be honest. But that's not the issue. I interviewed Michelle Swinnick yesterday, and we're going to review this a little bit here for the relevant points. The debate's meaningless. The election will be mostly meaningless unless we can produce overwhelming numbers. So we should try. We should try. The only thing I can say is this. The way that the Democrats are cheating and the Rhino Republicans, because that's mostly who does it in Arizona. Listen, the Republican Party is dead. What's Laura Trump doing? Not a damn thing. She takes videos of herself working out. She's not doing anything for election integrity. Congress, who holds the majority in the House, they're not doing anything for election integrity. Nothing. Not a damn thing. Let me tell you how they stole the election in Arizona primarily. Now, Michelle and I disagree on one point. She wants to go to single causation, and I agree with her on this point. It's the biggest causation of election theft. It's the biggest. But she wanted me to ignore the perjury that took place with regard to the how long it took to verify signatures. And the ballot stuffing, illegals voting, and she said, not a factor. It is a factor. It is a factor. Illegals voting alone can swing an election in a close state. But having said that, what she has done remarkable work on how the election was stolen, primarily. Every election has to be certified, and your registration of voters and the number of votes must match. That's state law. And before a vote can leave the election center, which in Maricopa County, there were 233 of them, before it can leave, it must be counted and registered and compared to the registrations. It was not done. Right there on its face, right there on its face, the election's invalid. And she's correct on this. She is absolutely correct on this. And Maricopa County exports its criminal behavior of stealing elections to Atlanta, Milwaukee. And by the way, we have symptomology of what Michelle was talking about. Where was it in Atlanta in the Board of Supervisors meeting? And they said, gee, we have an image and we were supposed to recount here and we don't have the other image. There were 380,000 of those. And that means the vote can be changed. But you remove the image, can't prove it. Also, too, votes leave the election centers in Maricopa County and in Wisconsin, where this also happened, and in Pennsylvania, where this also happened. When they leave, they can be substituted. Throw out the Trump votes, throw in the Biden votes. That's what happened in 2020. No vote verification. And here's the upsetting thing. Trump isn't talking about this. And Michelle Swinnick makes an overwhelming case this is happening as the primary cause of election theft. I agree with her on that point. But I do think we still need to press the other points, like getting the ghost voters off the rolls. Voter ID. She goes, won't make any difference. Well, it will. You could have verification, but if you're having illegal votes coming in, you can verify the illegal votes. So it all matters. But I agree with her. The laser focus of proportionality is votes leaving the building not certified. Now, here's what's interesting. Here's what's really interesting to me. In Carrie Lake's court case, her incompetent or compromised lawyers, take your pick. It's one or the other in my book. They didn't talk about this. Michelle and I discussed this in an interview that's going to air on all our podcast services already up on Rumble. Michelle's right about this. Her lawyers did her a disservice. Michelle tried to, through Katie's people, or Carrie's people, tried to get her the information about what really needed to be looked at. Oh, no, I got great lawyers. No, Carrie Lake, for being as bright as you are and being a potential generational candidate, you're being extremely stupid with your campaign. And it's not just that where I have criticism of the campaign. Her campaign is being poorly managed. It's being as poorly managed as Donald Trump's debate prep. But the real deal here is this, folks. Across the country, votes are leaving election centers without being certified, uncounted. And this is where the theft takes place. And, you know, to Michelle's credit, no one's tied it into the current elections like she has. But Ernie Hancock, my good friend from Freedom's Phoenix, who's been politically active for years and years and years, you know what he told me? They proved back in the 90s that votes were leaving without being counted. This is before they had machines. Hand carried by one person to a private car to be transported and counted, violation of state law. So this is not new what Michelle's talking about, but the discovery that she's made in reference to the digital age, this is new. And there cannot be a free election, and Kamala Harris's people will steal this election using this strategy. So we say, well, the debate this and the moderators that. I'm going to come back. I'll talk about that because people want to hear what I have to say on this. Okay. But I could just as well go about my day and not talk about the debate because I think it's a non-factor. First of all, even if there wasn't the stolen votes, The sugar high bump that Kamala Harris is going to get off this debate won't last real long, because the people around Trump are going to have to do Trump's job for him. And what that means is we talk about Kamala's record, and he should have done that. You know, when she was saying her nonsense, he could have said, "Well, you know, you and according to CNN and a document that came out from the ACLU, well, Kamala, you said inmates should get transgender surgeries. And why you debate moderators, why you're not asking her about that, it's kind of a mystery, isn't it? Makes me feel like it's three versus one." Just that one comment could have changed the nature of the entire debate. You people who prep Trump, you suck. You suck. You Republican Party people, you suck. Do I like Ted Cruz? Yeah, there's more to like about Ted than that. Okay, do I like Holly? Yes. There's a lot out there. I like James Comer. There's a lot out there to like, but there's a lot out there to say you're just a creep. And the Republican Party flat sucks. The Democratic Party is satanic, and I will get into that as well too. And I do mean satanic. I am not joking. I'm not embellishing. I'm not exaggerating. They are satanic. The Republican Party is just corrupt and stupid. And that's just how it is in America today. But until we fix the voting processes, and Arizona for 8 years had majority in the Senate, majority in the House, and a Republican governor, and they did nothing. Nothing. Amazing. Trump's playing in a rigged game, and so are you. And there is an option we're going to talk about today too, because this little thing people asked me, like I interviewed a gentleman yesterday. Troy Anderson has a great book out called The Trump Code. You want to check it out. But he said, "Dave, what's on your wristband there?" It's Daniel 3:17 through 18. We will not bow down. Do you hear that, Kamala? I don't give a crap what you take for the oath of office. I will not bow down to you. You are evil. You're anti-American. You're a communist. You're satanic. I will not bow down to you. And change is going to come regardless of how the election comes out. Lot more to talk about today. Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you back here again next time in the next segment.